The Swoose, written by Dick King Smith and read by June Whitfield.
"Mum," said Fitzherbert, "why do I look different from all the other goslings on the farm?" He did. There was no denying it. He was larger than the rest. His feet were bigger and his neck was longer.
"You are different," said his mother.
"Because I'm an only child, do you mean?" The other geese all had 5 or 6 goslings apiece, but Fitzherbert alone had hatched from his mother's clutch of eggs. "An only child in more ways than one," she said. "I doubt if there's another bird like you in the whole wide world. All these other youngsters will grow up to be ordinary common or garden geese, but not you, Fitzherbert, my boy."
"But I'm a goose like you, Mum, aren't I?" said Fitzherbert.
"No," said his mother, "you are not." She lowered her voice. "You," she said softly, "are a swoose."
Fitzherbert coiled his long neck backwards into the shape of an S.
"A what?"
he cried. "Shh," hissed his mother. And she waddled off to a distant corner of the farmyard, away from all the other geese. Fitzherbert hurried after her.
"What did you say I was?"
he asked. His mother looked round to make sure they were out of earshot of the rest of the flock, and then she said, "Now, listen carefully. What I'm about to tell you must be a secret between you and me, always. Do you understand?"
"Yes, Mum,"
said Fitzherbert. "You're old enough now to be told," said his mother, "why you are unlike all the other goslings on the farm. They are the children of a number of geese, but all of them have the same father."
"The old grey gander, you mean?"
"Yes."
"But isn't he my father too?"
"No."
"Then who is?"
"Your father," said Fitzherbert's mum, and a dreamy look came over her face as she spoke. "He's neither old nor grey. Your father is young and strong and as white as the driven snow. Oh, never shall I forget the day we met."
"Where was that, Mum?"
"It was by the river. I had gone down by myself for a swim when suddenly he appeared high in the sky above. Oh, the music of his great wings. It was love at first flight.